Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's great. He's mighty. No human words can describe his greatness. He's a powerful God, the only true and living God. None like him, none else like him. He loves us, his creation. And you know what? He didn't stop there. He not only loved us, but he put his image on the inside of us. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome, and he loved the children. Oh, yes, he does. He said children are a heritage from the Lord and the offspring from him. So he gave every parent that have children, he gave them children, and they are gifts from the Most High God. He gives good gifts, and he adds no sorrow. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways. He's so powerful that he created the whole earth in 6 days, the moon, the stars, the sun, and he's timed them to shine at just the right time. He made them the right shape. He made sure that the sun didn't come too close to the earth because he knew it would burn us up. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He has a great plan for you, has a great plan for your children. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's most powerful. He's most holy. Oh, yeah, we are thankful to the Most High God. We are grateful that our Father knows our name, even know our fingerprints. He even know the number of hairs on our head. And get this, his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome now. He's mighty. He's most powerful. And believe me, nothing is impossible to him. I don't care what's going on in your life. He can fix it for you. But you got to bend the knee and call on him. Our Father, which art in heaven, and he heard you before he called. What a mighty God. Before you called his name, he heard you. He already know what you're going to say. But you know how we are. We got to go to him. Just like our human parents, we have to go say, Mama, Daddy. But thank God we can say, Daddy God. We're in love with Daddy God. He commanded us. He didn't say if you want to. He didn't say sometimes. He said, no, I command you to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Now, that's a powerful love that we got to give to our Father. Oh, he didn't choose Monday, Saturday, Sunday. He said daily, daily walking close to him. So he's the good shepherd, and we got to keep our eyes fixed on him so we don't sink and we don't get mud and mire on us. We got to stay clean before him, right living, righteous living. He's holy, and he said be holy like him. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. It's Children's Day. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Let your power and might be released from your hand, O God. Scatter the enemy, O God, that's after our children by your power, O God. Rule over their enemies, O God, through your power, Lord God. Let your power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness that's coming against our children, O God. Release your power and authority, O Lord, against the demons that our children and us encounter. In the name of Jesus, we are delivered from the power of Satan unto God. In the name of Jesus, divide the sea and destroy the marine spirits through your power, O God. Thank you, Lord God, we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we are teaching our children to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Lord God, cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. In the name of Jesus, display your awesome power that men would believe. In the name of Jesus, release your power of healing and deliverance upon us and our children. Release your powerful voice. Let us be amazed at your power, O God. Let your power, your great power, be released through the apostles, O God. In the name of Jesus, your apostles, O God, let signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let us preach and teach with demonstration of the spirit of power. In the name of Jesus, let your power work in us. In the name of Jesus, let your power work in our children. Release your powerful angels on behalf, O God, of our children and us to fight the battles in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets, oh God. Let us be willing in the day of your power. What a mighty God we serve. You are holy. You are awesome. You are righteous. Truly, there's no God like you. Truly, there's nothing that we have to be concerned about. We don't even have to bear our own burdens because you bear them, oh God. We don't have to carry heavy loads. Oh, yeah, be troubled about nothing. You said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Lay down your burdens because I'll carry them for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, you can come. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's got mighty plans for us. This morning, we are grateful. It's Children's Day, and God loves the children. He's calling the children to a higher calling. It ain't business as usual. They got to learn how to fight against that enemy. They got to learn how not to yield to temptation. They got to learn how to fight with their hands and their fingers. Got to learn to war against the enemy that's coming against them. In the mighty name of, they got to be mighty battlers like David, who was a battler, like Joshua, who was a battler. They got to learn to fight, the good fight of faith. When they in the lion's den, you're going to shut the mouth of the lions that's coming against our children. When they're in the fiery furnace, oh God, you're going to make sure they come out and they don't smell like what they've been through. We know they got to go through situations, oh God. They got to go through the different tests. But, Lord, we thank you that, Lord God, you are covering them. You're protecting them. You're with our children morning, noon, and night. You're never leaving our children. And we thank you that our children are in under the shadow of your almighty wings. What a great God you are. What a holy God you are. And so this morning, we say thank you to the Most High God. And as I said before, children are a heritage, oh God. They are the gifts that God gives to us. Oh God, they're the gift. Treat them like a gift. They're valuable. They're precious. They're valuable. They are precious. They're the most precious gift. They're more valuable, more precious than silver and gold. Hallelujah. Our children. We love the children. God loved the children. He said, listen, don't stop the children from coming to me. When they say to you at 2 years old, I want Jesus. Oh, yeah. Lead them through Jesus. Let them come to Jesus. Don't stop them. He has great plans for their lives. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for Children's Day. Well, we have with us a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Carissa.
All right. What song are you going to play this morning?
Heads and shoulders, knees and toes.
Amen. Hallelujah. God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways, and I tell you what, oh yeah, he's powerful. I can't even describe how powerful our God is. He's mighty and he's powerful. So we thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland, what he's doing in our children. Oh yeah, he loved the children. He blesses them daily, daily. They have greatness on the inside of them, and every day our children are showing the greatness on the inside of them. Pay attention to it, because they showing greatness now. Pay attention. Don't say mama cooking, daddy got to go to work. No, no, listen to the children. They got things to tell you. You got to take time and listen. They got things they want to tell you. Sometimes they see dreams in their dreams and their visions. They see angels. They see different things. Listen to them. They'll tell you the mighty great things God is doing in their lives. They know him. They're closer to him. They just left him. We left a long time ago, but they just left him not long ago, so they're still close to God. We thank God for the children. Well, we have two mighty people on this morning that's going to pray for the children, and I know one of them has to go. We're going to call on her first to pray for the children. Hold on. Let me make sure I got her on unmute this morning. Yes, we thank God for the people of God who, you know, they pray by the Spirit of God for the children. So we have Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning. And she's going to pray. And right after her, we have Pastor Hawkins on that's going to pray for the children. So we thank God for you all. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Can you hear me?
Sort of. Can you come a little closer?
Yes. Good morning, Sister G. Good morning. Greetings, Bible Story Lane. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We say, bring you greetings, John and I. He's driving from greetings from Jacksonville, Florida. We just want to thank God for the day. We want to thank God for His Children's Sunday, Lord of God. And even though we're going to go to a funeral service for a person who's almost 90, I will say that she was a child at heart, always being kind to others. And so we will say to the children, you have to be kind to others. You have to always show kindness throughout your life living. Amen. Have godly character. But I'll pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener of Bible Story Land, and especially the children. Father, we declare, Lord God, as we approach Thanksgiving, Lord God, that the children will give you thanks, oh God, that the children will understand, Lord God, that as America gave thanks for God bringing them here, that the children, Lord God, will be mindful, Lord God, of this time of giving thanks, not for the things that their parents have done, but thank you, God, for life and health and strength. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the children, oh, God. We pray a special blessing for them, that we have had your protection around them, let no harm or danger come at its well. Thank God for every child speaking, for every child figure on today. Lord God, we thank you that you keep them in the Bible and keep them in the Word. And we pray, Lord God, for the children that are not saved, the children that are bullying, the children, Lord God, that are going, that will not have, oh God, we pray for your outstretched hand of mercy, oh God, to them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you be a protective shield around about them. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. God, let you, God, by people giving, Lord God, of turkeys and hams to those, Lord God, whose children that may not have any food or their parents. Oh God, that we be on drugs, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that their children, Lord God, be set free. I mean, the parents be set free, oh God, so they'll become good parents, daughter day parents, oh God, to the children, oh God. And Father, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that your blessing will be upon them. We pray that, Lord God, that they'll become focused and servant of you, oh God, and that your glory will be even more revealing to their lives. And Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for Bible Story Land and like I said, all the children of the day. And even, like I said, not just the little baby ones, but the ones who's 97 and 88. Oh, God, that we're all your children, oh, God. And we ask you for a special blessing, oh, God, for everyone, Lord God. Lord, we do call you Father. You are our Father. And, Lord God, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven and the lives of those who live in the Bible Story Land. And, God, we thank and we praise you in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, Pastor John, are you there?
Yes, Minister G, and my husband's going to pray for the children.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for praying for the children.
Let us pray. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, once more again, we assemble before your throne of grace, thanking you for your blessings and for giving us this day and this opportunity to serve you one more time. Lord, we come before you today as we lift up the children, O Lord, today, O Lord. We ask that you bless them, that you keep them, protect them, give them what they stand in need of, Lord. When they get up in the morning, Lord, we ask you to be on their mind, Lord. Lord, as they go through their daily routine, that you be on their mind, O Lord. And, Lord, we ask you to protect them, Lord. Those in daycare, Lord, in the elementary schools, the middle schools, Lord, in the high schools, Lord, in college, Lord. Lord, we say thank you, Lord. We know that no weapon formed against them should prosper, Lord. We ask you to bless their walk and their way, Lord. And, Lord, that they will be mindful of you, Lord, that they'll have a word in their hearts, Lord. When something comes up against them, they'll have a word that they can speak against the rulers of this world, O Lord. But we know that you are victor. And, Lord, we know that you said that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Lord, we ask you to keep them strong. And, Lord, we ask you to keep them healthy, Lord, giving them what they stand in need of, Lord. But, Lord, that they will grow up to be adults. And, Lord, that they will have it in their heart that they will bless their own children, Lord. And we want to say thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we ask those that are sick, Lord, that you bless them, Lord. We bind any sickness in their hearts and their bodies, Lord. We ask you to give them a made-up mind to serve you, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you give us that mind, that we would be the example for them, that they would know what it takes to be a Christian, Lord. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Continue to bless them, Lord. Keep them in their everyday lives, Lord. Let them be the example, Lord, for other children, Lord, that they will know that there is a God, there's a reality in serving you, Lord. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Bless them and keep them and protect them, Lord, giving them what they stand in need of. And, Lord, we know that they love you, Lord, because they have a heart of Jesus, Lord. Lord, they have compassion towards their fellow children, Lord, that they'll be the example they'll set before this world, Lord, because they need you, Lord, and we need you as well, too, Lord. And, Lord, as this word goes out across the land and country, Lord, we ask that you have them to have a made-up mind to serve you, Lord, and we want to say thank you, Lord. And, Lord, if you don't bless us any more than what you've done, we're going to praise your name because you're so worthy to be praised. And, Lord, we know that you're a miracle worker, Lord, and that you do all things well. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy, Lord. Continue to bless our children, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Keep them in your loving care. Keep them safe as they go to school, Lord. Keep them safe as they go home, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you to bless those children that may not have enough food and clothing. Oh, Lord, we ask that you bless them, that you keep them, Lord, that they'll have a mind, Lord, that they'll know that they can lean and depend on you for all their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we know you're going to keep them in perfect peace because the mind has stayed on you, Lord. Continue to keep them in your loving care. Go with them and stand by them and keep them strong. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Henderson Hawkins. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the people, the praying people, you know, the people that God called intercessors to come and pray, men and women of God who can pray for our children, who can cover our children, who can intercede, stand in the gap for our children. We are grateful for you all. So we thank God. You know, we are so privileged this morning. We have the one Lord, one faith, one baptism children with us this morning. Our pastor is Pastor Jewel Baker. And I tell you what, she make sure the children participate. Oh, she's teaching them from the littlest to the oldest. You see 2 or 3 year olds, you know, participating in the service. They're praying over the offering. They're collecting the offering. They're singing songs of praise. So I tell you what, my heart is just glad when I see the children participating in the service. Some of them laying hands and praying on people. So I thank God for a pastor who has vision, who has insight that the children, that God is calling the children to a higher call. They ain't just called to sit on the bench. So she's using the children, and I thank God for her. So this morning we have the Turner family with us. The children, they're going to be participating, reading scriptures, praying, singing a song, and doing a message. That's a talented family. We got talented families at families at One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Church. So we thank God. Good morning, Sister Turner. How are you this morning? Uh-oh, wait. I may have you on mute. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to unmute you. Hold on. All righty. Give me just a minute right here. All right. Are you there? Uh, Minister DeLorean, are you there? Okay, I still didn't unmute the right number yet. Hold on, y'all.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear us? Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good morning. You want to pray?
Good morning.
Okay, we're gonna have little Miss Kylea. She wants to pray this morning.
Amen. How old is Kylea?
Leah, tell everyone how old you are.
3 years old.
I mean, she's a brilliant 3-year-old. You know what? When she finished praying, I want her to say one more thing. I'm gonna tell her when she gets through. Go ahead, baby.
Okay.
Thank you, God, for waking up. Thank you.
Thank you for keeping us safe.
Thank you for keeping us safe.
Bless this radio, the children's radio station. Bless the children's radio station.
Bless this children's
radio station.
Radio station.
Keep everyone safe.
Keep everybody safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning, Kylea. How you doing? That was a beautiful prayer.
Good.
Kylea,
thank you.
Will you say the books of the law for us?
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Say it loud.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Hallelujah. Woo! She knows the books of the law, and she's learning the books of history. She's a brilliant 3-year-old. I told you they're close to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Kylie. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Who's next, Mother?
We're going to have Divine, and she'll be reading the scripture for today, this morning. Just a moment.
All right. God, for the turn of family, we thank you. We appreciate you all.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How old are you, Divine?
9.
9 years young. What are you going to read today?
I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1-5. And it reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee and thy mayest live long on the earth. Verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the neutral and admonition of the Lord. Verse 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. I have read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1-5.
Amen. You are a great reader, girl. Hallelujah. She's brilliant as well. Those girls are in my Wednesday night Bible class, and they are very smart. Thank God. And they are anointed. Oh, yes, they are. They know God. They know how to pray. They know how to read. So I thank God. And they are good children. So thank God. Hallelujah. All right. Who's next?
Demia.
All right. How old are you, Demia?
11.
11 years young. Hallelujah. And you can go ahead, baby. You going to bring the word?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Today I will be telling you about Abraham. So Abraham lived in Haran. God said Abraham to leave Haran and go to another land. But God did not tell Abraham where that was. Then God said, trust me. Then God said, do this, and your children will become a great nation. Then Abraham said, how? His wife Sarah was too old to have children. God said, trust me. As children of God, we have to be obedient. So when God tells us to do something, we have to listen and do it. And if we don't listen to what God wants us to do, we'll be punished and your blessings will be taken away. You can also read about Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 9, and Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 7. Could you imagine if Abraham was not obedient to God, Abraham would have his blessings taken away, and Sarah, Abraham's wife, would not have any children. People of God, you have to listen to God. Stop doing it your way. Do it the way God wants you to. Do it, and everything will be added unto you. And that's all I have.
Amen. Thank you. That was beautiful about Abraham, the life of Abraham. He's a man of faith. She was saying that, you know, we got to be obedient to God and to our parents. You got to listen. So she came from Ephesians 6th chapter. Sister read it. So I thank God for the scriptures, the song, and the prayer. All right, y'all going to sing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
One, two, three, go.
This little light of mine, I want to let it shine. This little light of mine, I want to let it shine. This little light of mine, I want to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen. I love that. Oh, my God, what a talented family. What Kalia prayed and said the books of the law, Divine, read Ephesians, and her sister Demaya brought forth the word about Abraham in Genesis, and then they sang. Oh, my God, they have so many talents. This little light of mine. So we thank God for the children this morning. We thank God for each of you. And we thank God. We pray blessings upon you. And we have our pastor on with us this morning. Pastor Jewel Baker is on with us this morning. So hold on one second. Let me, I'm trying to see. I only see numbers on here. So, Pastor, give me a minute to find your number. If you want to say something, hold on one second, please. I think this is you right here. All right, Pastor Baker, is that you?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I saw your number earlier. So we're going to let her speak this morning. Thank you for being on.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for allowing us to be on the line tonight, today. We thank God for our children. Hallelujah. They are blessed and highly favored. That's the children all over the world, not just at One Lord, but all over the world. We're declaring that they shall be who God called them to be. They'll be the head and not the tail. They'll be the lenders and not the borrowers. And they'll be above and not beneath. We tell God thank you this morning. Sister G, I bless the name of the Lord for you and the great work that God is doing through you and through others that is a part of this prayer line, on this storytelling line for our children. We thank God that God is using you mightily to send recognition, amen, to our children. So often they're forgotten about. So often they are not recognized, amen, as God has called them, because we are children of God. And when we become just like a child, oh, God can use us. God can use anybody. And we just thank God for you allowing God to work and minister through you to reach children all over the world. I thank God this morning. God bless you, Sister G. Have a blessed day. I just want to be encourage you today, amen, to continue this reign. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Love you, Pastor. Thank you so much. All
love
right.
You too.
We'll... Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Appreciate you. All right. We're looking for the Jones family this morning. Pastor Hilda Jones, are you on? Okay, I don't know. Sometimes they use a different number. Hold on. All right, Minister Jones, are you all on? All right. When you guys switch numbers, you got to give me the number because I'll see it. All right, well, press 1, Pastor Hilda Jones, if you're on. That way I'll know where your number is. I can't find you right now. She has her granddaughters. They're going to sing and pray when they come on. All right. I don't see the number right now. I see several 504 numbers. Trying to make sure they're on here. Pastor Jones, if you're on, text me the number that you're on. I appreciate it. Thank God for you all this morning. All right, well, we love the Lord this morning, and we just thank him because, you know, he's so good to us, and he's doing great things in our children all over the world. And, you know, we're not always aware of the good things that's happening in the lives of our children because they report so much bad news, but it's good things. If you look them up, there are good things that are happening to our children. They're excelling in great numbers. Children are singing songs. They're even creating new appliances. They're just doing great things all over the world. Many children, I went to a conference a few months ago, and I mean this young woman, she was about 13 or 14. She was laying hands on people and praying. They were falling out in the spirit. Yeah, young children, they were, you know, praising God. A few years ago, I went to and I cannot remember his name, but he used to draw stadiums full of children. They were praising God like never before. So, you know, we gotta continually, you know, encourage our children. We gotta continually pray for our children. Don't just hope they'll come home. Make sure they come home through the prayers. Pray for them. Cover them. I was listening to Miles Monroe's message the other day, and he said that every day he got those children up early before they went to school. He prayed with them. He did Bible study with them. It's a sacrifice, I know. You know, when you work every day to get them up early, you got to get up early, make sure they get breakfast, but make sure not only they get physical food, put some spiritual food in them. You know, if you're driving to school, give them a scripture. Say, this is your scripture for the week. You know, we're going to say it every day. We're going to read it every day. Read it at breakfast time. You know, and that'll cut down on a lot of foolishness the children are doing. You know, sometimes they they fuss with one another. They're carrying on foolishness instead of, you know, coming up with the word. The word is in them. So put the word, more of the word in them every day. That word is going to keep them straight. They're going to say, so what's your scripture? Tell me. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Tell it to me. You know, get them to say the word. Matthew 19:14. Tell me the word. Tell them. Teach them those scriptures and just call them out to them. They'll learn them. They learn everything else. They'll learn the scripture. But we thank God as we continue on this morning. We have a mighty woman of God on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, and she has a testimony to tell us, and she's going to sing. Pastor Donna Hawkins, she's, oh my God, she's part of the Bible Storyland family. She just got back from a wonderful place. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great, I tell you. God is so good. He is so good. Can't tell it all. He's so good.
Amen. Yep, she's coming with that testimony, y'all. She just you know, touched by the Spirit of God and how good God is. And, you know, a few months ago, maybe a year ago, her husband was on, you know, his bed of affliction. He had brain surgery, all kind of different things going on. But yet, God touched his body. He came on and prayed with us this morning, and they just got back from the Holy Land. Hallelujah. This morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And what a time we had. I guess I better sing first so that I can get. I better sing first.
All right.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want more power, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want more power, tell him what you want. If you want more power, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, I'm going to mute some lines in a minute. And we got a lot of noise coming in through the lines. When people are on, we pick everything that's going on. So if you want to mute your lines, I'd appreciate it. All right, go ahead, Pastor Donna.
All right. Minister G, thank you so much for giving me this time. The 1st of November was November 8th. There was a group of us who decided we were going to go to the Holy Land. 12 of us from Paducah were able to make the trip. Our Deacon Charles Allen, set the trip up for us. So 12 of us went to the Holy Land. And when we got there, we met up with some other people. There were 40 people in our tour group. We had a tour guide who lived right there in Jerusalem, so she knew the country, she knew the land, she knew the facts, she knew the history. She was so wonderful. We had a wonderful, wonderful trip. This was a trip like no other trip that we've ever been on. We had a chance to see some things and do some things. And it just brought the scriptures to life. Listen to this. We visited Caesarea of Galilee. We went to Mount Carmel where the prophet Elijah slew the prophets of Baal. We visited the town of Nazareth where Jesus was born. We went to the city of Tiberias by the Sea of Galilee. We took a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee where the tour guide asked me if I would lead some songs. So we sang, "He's got the whole world in his hands." We went to Capernaum. That's where Jesus chose his disciples. We went to Peter's house. Do you remember Peter's mother-in-law was sick and Jesus healed her there? We went to the synagogue where Jesus taught, where he read scriptures, letting them know that he was the one that they had been waiting for. We went to the site where Jesus multiplied the fish and five loaves. We went to the Mount of Beatitudes where Jesus delivered his Sermon on the Mount, and I was able to read the Beatitudes to our group. We went to Caesarea Philippi. That's where Jesus said who Jesus, that's where Peter said who Jesus was. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We went to Jordan. I was able to baptize everybody in the group who wanted to be baptized and who wanted to renew their commitment to Christ. I was baptized there also. I'm so thankful for that. We went to Judea. We went to the holy city of Jerusalem, Mount of Olives, where we could look over the whole entire old city. We retraced the footsteps of Jesus down the Palm Sunday route to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed. We went to the Church of All Nations, went to the Garden Tomb. We went to Golgotha, the place of the skull, and there is a skull there in the side of the mountain. We went to the western wall of the Temple Mount, that's also known as Wailing Wall, and we were able to write our prayer request down on paper and stick in the walls too and touch that wall that was so moving. We went to the Pool of Bethesda where Jesus healed the man who was worried about being able to get in the water, and Jesus wasn't worried about the water. He just wanted to know if the man wanted to be healed. We retraced the steps of Jesus. We walked along the Via Della Rosa. We went to the 14 stations of the cross, and at each station there is a church for each station. And the final station of the cross is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And that we walked through the quarter of Old City. There were so many people. Oh, my goodness, there were thousands of people. We could hardly get through. We drove to Bethlehem, and there in Bethlehem there was a local resident who gave us a tour of the city and told us about the city. And you may not believe this, but the city of Bethlehem is only 20% Christians. The Christians have moved away, gone to college and moved away, and there are only a few Christians who are left in Bethlehem. Jesus specifically asked that we would pray for the citizens there in Bethlehem, that they would continue to be strong and that they would hold out and not be the city. I visited the Church of the Nativity, and that's built over the cave where Jesus was born. We visited the Shepherd's Field, went down into a cave where shepherds lived and kept their sheep. We had a chance to view the plains of Boaz, and I could just imagine Ruth out in the field gleaning. We visited the big menorah, and that is the symbol of the state of Israel. We visited the Shrine of the Books. We even went to the Holocaust Museum, where 6 million Jews were murdered during World War II. It was moving. And to see it, the pictures and the feet, the shoes. We went to the house of Caiaphas, where Jesus was interrogated. We visited King David's tomb. We visited the upper room where the Last Supper was held. Then we went to Masada, and that's where Herod built his temple high up on the mountain. And the mountain was so tall, it would take a person who was trained and in good condition, it would take them almost an hour to walk up the side of the mountain and to believe that Herod's temple was built on top of this mountain. We had to take a cable car to get there. But my goodness, every place that we went was wonderful. And just to imagine that we were walking in the place where Jesus walked, we saw the things that he saw. It was just moving and life-changing. I'm so thankful to God that he allowed us to go. When we got back home and saw the news and all the unrest there in Israel, it just made us thankful that he took us there safely and brought us home safely. When we looked at the airplanes that it crashed, and we traveled, it was a 13-hour plane ride going and a 15-hour plane ride coming back, and God took care of us and kept us and brought us back safely. I can't tell it all, but it was a life-changing experience. I'll never be the same.
Amen. Woo! My God, what a mighty God we serve. He's in Jerusalem, and he's in Jacksonville. He's all over the world.
Everywhere. Do you know we walked more than 5 miles every day? We would get up, we would have breakfast, we would get on the tour bus, and we would leave. And, I mean, we were walking uphill, downhill, up steps, down steps. We walked all day, and then we would come back to the hotel about 5, 5:30, take a shower, eat dinner, and then go to bed. And we did that the whole time we were there. And don't you know, I got tired and my legs hurt, but I thought about Jesus and the sacrifice that he made, and I had to keep going.
Amen. Amen. Boy, that was a two-fold trip. You all got in shape while you were there.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful experience. And, you know, you can go on a trip and share an experience, but it's nothing like being there.
Nothing like it. You know, we had several professional photographers with us. My husband took over 2,000 pictures with one camera. I don't know how many he took with the other, but we had a professional photographer who took over 6,000 pictures, and he lives right here
wow.
in Paducah, so he is going to make those available for us if we want to download them and print them. Yes, ma'am, we saw so many sights. We experienced so many things, and we did
yes.
not come back the same.
Amen, amen. Well, we're glad you came back, and thank God for you all being on Bible Storyland with us this morning. We love you all so much, and we're so grateful. Oh, my God, we're so grateful for what God did for you all in Jerusalem and what he's going to continually do for you all in Paducah, Kentucky, and everywhere you go. We have her cousin on with us this morning, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Mr. G.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I think I caught the cold that everybody else has had. I think I'm trying to get it, but I'm trying to fight it off.
Amen,
I wish I could have gone to Jerusalem, but my cousin and them, that sounds so wonderful.
I know.
We went to the one in Orlando, but that has nothing. That don't even compare
to
what
it's nothing like that, and I'm sure.
Right.
I went to the one in Orlando, but I'm waiting to go to the Holy Land in Jerusalem. What are you going to sing this morning, one more time?
Oh, my goodness. First, I want to ask y'all to please pray for Dr. Scott's daughter. She had an aneurysm. And then Miss Shirley, it's a lot of people in the hospital. Dr. Scott's daughter, Donna,
okay.
and all of them, they know her. She had an aneurysm Monday night. And I talked to her mom and all of them. They're here from, they came here for the classic because everybody's going to the classic today. And what happened was she had the aneurysm Monday, so they had to, counselor going to the classes, but that's a big thing this weekend.
My God.
She had an aneurysm and they called and let me know. So please pray for her and pray for Miss Shirley. She passed out when I was late from the bathroom. We did get to have Thanksgiving dinner for all of them. I was looking for that macaroni. I was looking for Miss Shirley with that macaroni. I said, bye. So that's
wow.
why I found out she was in the hospital. So pray for her also. And pray for my sister Debbie. She's been having some different surgeries and all, and please pray for me and my children, and pray that I can get a place, soon, so I can be on my own and do my own thing. But
all right.
Yeah, we had a good time. So Miss, they asked about you. So I'm gonna try to sing "Walk with Me" if I can. Walk
okay.
with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, while I'm on this journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Jackie. I tell you what, I thank God for you. I met Jackie when I was teaching a senior citizens Bible study downtown in Cathedral Towers, and I've been, with her. She's been with me. I've been with her, praising the Lord ever since. She's good with the senior citizens. She treat them like they're her family. So I thank God for the ministry that she has with the senior citizens. And many of them have gone on now, but she continues on with the other ones who are still here on the earth realm. I thank you for her prayers for the senior citizens, for her family. And we will be praying for the people that you asked me to pray for. And we thank God this morning. You know, salvation is, a great gift from God. Romans 10:9 says, with the heart, people believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and salvation comes, for it is with the heart we believe and are justified with our mouths when we confess that Jesus is Lord, and we will be saved. Is there anyone on here who's not saved? Press 1. We have ministers on here. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Anybody not saved? We want it. You know, God wants us all saved, and I'm like him. I want to make sure, you know, everybody has the opportunity. God said at one time I winked at ignorance, but now I'm calling people everywhere to repent. So, you know, we got to change your life. We were born in the natural, but, you know, we all going to live eternally, but we're not going to live in this body. We're going to live in the spirit. So we get to choose what direction we go in. We could choose to go with God, and nobody in their right mind is going to choose to go with the devil. Nobody in their right mind. So let's choose salvation. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, a lot of times, even young people, they think, oh, yeah, I got plenty of time. Let me just live my life. No, no. God knows the hour when he's going to take you, but you don't, and we don't. So, you know, we got to come to salvation. And then after we're saved, we got to take, you know, we can't go back that way. We can't go backwards no more. We got to keep moving forward. We don't want mud on us. We want our garments white as snow, spotless. So we got to keep on moving forward in God. We got to keep praising him. And we got to help one another. You know, the Bible says confess your faults to one another. You know, sometimes we sin, we got to say, look here, you know, I'm tempted by this. Can you pray for me? Or this is bothering me. Can you pray for me? You know, we ain't so high that we can't, you know, talk to the other person about our faults. We all have them. No good thing can come from our flesh. So, when you're troubled about something, go to a sister or brother in the Lord and say, listen, you know, I need prayer in this area. I'm weak in this area. I need to be strengthened. Can you pray for me? They're not going to refuse to pray for you. They're going to pray for you. And we all need it. I know I have prayer warriors around me. I mean, my pastor prayed for me a few weeks ago, laid hands on me. I tell you, I could feel fire when she laid hands. I'm like, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Those healing hands. So we thank God. You know, he's a mighty God, and he anoints people of God. So we thank him this morning. We appreciate the Father. You know, I have a couple of announcements. I'm grateful for Bible Storyland. I lost track of how many years we've been on here now, 7, 8 years, I'm not sure. But I thank God for all the years. You know, I thank God for you all's patience with me, because I started coming on, I didn't know anything about hosting a radio show, and I'm still learning. Every day I learn from you all, and I'm so grateful. But we started a few years ago, and God has taught me and trained me, you know, how he wanted to go. He'll tell me, say this and don't say that. And he's still tutoring me. He's still training me. I'm still in training. So I thank God that he has never left me. He's never forsaken me. And he's still teaching me. So I thank God for a teachable spirit. Help me, Lord, to continue to be teachable. Bible Storyland will not be on until December the 7th. So take a break. Come back on ready. And we'll be getting ready to move into the new year. God say the same, but we will be back on. The Lord say so. December 7th, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you know what? I'm grateful to Father God. You know God is so awesome. Now, he's such a good God. He said, look here, don't let that book of the law depart from your mouth, Caritha. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you, Sister G, will have good success. So Psalms 45 says, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. So I thank God, you know, he's blessed me to write one book. And now book number two is in Amazon. It is called Our Little Angels Around the World. It's about different stories in the Bible for children. It is not a children's book, but it is for parents and leaders of churches, Sunday school, Bible school teachers, pastors, leaders, to teach children about God. It's a simplified way. It has songs in it, stories in it. So, you know, I'm grateful to the Most High God for what he's done. So feel free. You could call me. I have a few of the books on hand. It's called Our Little Angels Around the World. God allowed me to write. Of course, he writes through me because if you knew me as a child growing up, you go like, how did she write a book? She must have had somebody do it. I did. God did it through me. I'm grateful. You know, God has a sense of humor. He used the simple things of this world to confound the wise. So he's always confounded me with, you know, new things. So this is the second book I've written. I have more on the computer in the writing process, so you all pray for me that I'll continually, you know, get God to download those books in me because I don't know what to say, but God knows. So I thank God for my new book, Our Little Children Around the World. You can purchase it on Amazon or you can call me. Purchase it directly from me. I appreciate it. Book is $15. So, but you know, you all are family, so I give you a discount. Hallelujah. God is good. He's able. So I thank God this morning. And, you know, we have a woman of God on here. She's been on with me for years, ever since I've been on. Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. So I'm going to mute everybody's line, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Karen Itell. She's a mighty woman of God. And, you know, like I always say about her, I think she is tutored by the angels every day because she knows how to play. She plays that keyboard like she was born playing. And, you know, Karen doesn't talk about herself, but Karen is partially sighted, considered blind. But I tell you what, she knows every key on that keyboard. She plays it very well. So, Karen, we're singing happy birthday to you. I got the lines are muted, so let's go on the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Karen. I can't hear everybody. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Love you, we do. We love you, dear Karen. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
And
amen.
Happy birthday, Karen. We love you.
Happy birthday,
we love
Karen.
We love thank you, thank you, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, all right. We thank God for you, Karen. So, Karen, we're going to have you play your own song, Happy Birthday.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. She's very gifted, very talented, as all of you are, and I appreciate her coming on with me years ago. We still have never met yet. So one day I pray the Lord will, you know, put us in the same place, same time. So we'll meet. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate you. Love you. You know what? The prayers of the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So this morning, we have people on that's going to be praying for other people. We have Pastor Donna, her husband, on that can pray for other people. We have Pastor Mary on from, God. Missouri, we have Pastor Gigi on with us to pray for people. So I thank God for all of you this morning. You all are a blessing in my life. So anyone who needs prayer, you can already unmute the line. So Pastor Donna, you have anybody you want to add? Because we have your usual down here. Anything you want to add to your usual prayer?
Yes, ma'am, please. Do you remember Sister Maddie Bryant, the lady who has a high soprano voice who sings sometimes when I'm on? Well, she is in the hospital. She needs our prayers. She's having trouble with her gallbladder.
Okay.
Okay, and Deborah did have to have balloon surgery on her heart this week. She's doing better, but she still needs our prayers.
Okay,
that's Jackie's
sister,
Deborah Jones.
Okay.
Deborah Jones.
All right. Thank you. All right, Jackie, I think I have your prayer request because you asked for your sister and Sister Shirley and Dr. Scott's daughter. Anything else, Jack?
All the Cathedral Foundation.
I'm sorry,
Cathedral Foundation, the whole foundation down there.
Okay. Now, Dr. Scott's daughter, which one passed away?
No. She had an aneurysm. Her name is Lynn Montgomery. Lynn Montgomery.
Okay.
Her name is Lynn Montgomery. Montgomery.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to be praying for Mother Ludell. She let me know this morning that her voice is hoarse, and pray for her health, strength, and her family. Mother Fanny, for her health, strength, and her family. Anyone else request prayer? The prayer lines are open. Anybody else need prayer this morning? All right. We're going to be praying this morning. Hallelujah. Okay. Hold up. Pastor Donna, did you press one?
Yes, ma'am. I just got a call. George Catlett died. He was one of our good friends. He passed this morning about 1 o'clock. So will you please pray for the family of George Catlett? That's C-A-T-L-E-T-T.
Okay. Catlett family, all right. Okay. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Prayers. Minister Gigi, are you on?
Yes.
I know you're on, Minister Mary. Minister Gigi, are you on? I did see Vivian on here. Vivian, are you still on?
Yes, I am on, Minister. I am on. And Vivian is on as well.
Okay. Vivian.
Minister Vivian.
Yes.
Oh.
Coming.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Minister Vivian, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, her church family? And she asked for special prayers for Pastor Maddie Bryant, who's in the hospital. Could you pray for the Hawkins family? She is the Pastor Donna Hawkins is the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And higher else the Lord lead you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, as we come to you, O God, in behalf of my dear sister and Pastor Donna Hawkins, Lord, I pray, Father God, for Lord God, whatever the need they may stand in the need of right now, Lord God, that you lead them and guide them, Lord God, in the direction and the plans that you have for them, God. Father God, I declare and decree that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. They are in you and you are in them, O God. So train them up and bring them up and guide them and lead them, O God. For Lord God, in your hands, O God, do they commend their spirit unto you, God. Lord God, because you hold everything in the power of your, of all of them in the palm of your hand. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for every one of them name by name, because you know them name by name. Even we know Donna, God. But God, you know the rest of the family, God, including the church family, God. Oh, God, make, oh, God, cause them to be stronger. You said two are better than one, God. Oh, God, build them up in their most holy faith, God. Father God, even the more their faith increase in you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are so powerful and so wonderful and so kind to them, God. Lord, you just got a family, God, ordained, God. Lord, the one in the hospital, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you deliver. Deliver them out. Let them take up the bed and walk, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you the praise, God, for great blessings upon them, God. Yes, God. You say put the blessings upon them, God. You're a blessing, God. Bless them continuously. And they're going in, they're uprising, and they're sitting down. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Vivian. I appreciate you out of New Orleans. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. All right, Minister Gigi, can you pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, her grandbaby Ava, senior citizen she take care of? She asked for a prayer for the Scott Sam daughter. She had an aneurysm. Pray for her sister Deborah. And Miss Shirley, who's in the hospital, I appreciate it.
Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, this morning we give all the praise and glory to God. And we thank God for answering our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring this precious baby before you. Hallelujah. As you are a merciful God, gracious God, and you are an answering prayer, God, all he can take is our faith. We come to you by faith. We come to you in the name of Jesus that you touch this precious child. You give him life again. You heal him and restore his health in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you able, and that's why we come to you, O Lord, and we pray with expectation that you will hear our prayers and on behalf of everyone that we pray for. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this precious child. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you send a word that it shall be healed. Yes, we know you are deliverer. We know you are supernatural, a healer. And we know and we trust you and we pray that that you will do what you say you will do, because you are good and nothing is impossible for you to do. And we thank you, mighty God, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Travis in the mighty name of Jesus that you answer his heart desire in the name of Jesus. You know all about him. Father, if he needs healing right now, heal him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, whatever he's looking for, whatever, Lord, Father, because he prays to you, he surrenders to you. You are the one that he prays. You are the one, the holy God, the only God that he prays to. Father, answer his heart desires in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless him. Bless him with your protection. Bless his family all around and about in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for the older sister. What's her name? The older sister. Oh, Father, you know her name. Father, we give her to you this morning. We touch her in a special way. Touch her, Lord. She needs you. She needs you more than ever. She needs you right now. She needs you for herself and for her family. Father, have mercy upon her. And sir, help us and deliver her and heal her and protect her as you protect her and protect her family as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Father, we trust you. If you can, you know, carry the whole world upon your shoulder, and Father, carry us upon your shoulder. This morning, we need your shoulder. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the blood of the cross. Thank you for your compassion and mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Gigi. All right. Minister Mary, could you pray for Mother Ludell? She's 97 years young, going on 98.
Wow. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here together again today to pray for those who have been mentioned and those who we haven't even call their name on the program, but you know, Lord, those that are in need. We want to pray especially for Mother Ludell. We thank you, Lord. We praise you that you have given her with us all of this time, 96 years. I know that's just a blink of the eye for you. But we thank you that she has been with us for all of those years, and we just ask you to continue to bless her. You know what her needs are, to heal her. And we just thank you, Lord, because you are the healer. You bless us with breath itself, and Lord, let us, as Mother Ludell has done, return your blessings to you through your word and how she has dedicated her life to you. And we just ask you, Lord, that with each breath of our lives that we would give back to you. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Be with us as we go through the rest of this day and also through this holiday season of Thanksgiving. We are just praising you and thanking you every moment. We just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Donna, thank you so much, Pastor, Minister Mary. I appreciate you. Thank you for the prayers. Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray for Mother Fanny? She has
yes,
to do today, but she's not been well. So.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, I am bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day.
Now, Lord, before I ask for anything, I do thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. I thank you, Lord, for giving us health and strength. I thank you for giving us our lives, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing on Mother Fanny. Lord, you made her. You know all about her. You know what she's experiencing right now, Lord. Oh, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Lord, we're special healing for Mother Fanny, Lord. She is such a blessing to us. She's an inspiration to us, Lord. Lord, you give her her beautiful soprano voice that blesses us each Saturday. So right now, Lord, as she experiences some health issues, Lord, we ask that you would touch it, heal it, Lord, if it be your holy will. We do know, Lord, that you are more than a doctor. You are a healer. So, Lord, touch her body and heal her body if it be your holy will. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. There's never been a time when we called on you, Lord, that you didn't answer. So we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen, amen. Does anyone else need prayer? Anybody else need prayer this morning? All right. So this morning, I want to say again that we will return December 7th, the Lord say the same, 2019, and please keep me in your prayers. You know, God loves all of us so much. I can't begin to tell you about his great love for you. He don't love us as a group. He loves us individually. He know everything concerning us. Nothing is secret from him. So, you know, we're made in his image, and we want to continually live holy, righteous lives. We're going to continually call upon his name, and he will answer us. Yes, he answers us. And he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. We are thanking the Lord for everything that he's done on our behalf. I love each of you. It's closing time. Don't forget to praise the Lord daily. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. We're headed towards the end of the year. So let's begin to praise God more than ever. We're thanking him for what he's doing for each one of us on Bible Storyland, because he continues to do great things. He said, whose report will you believe? We believe the Lord's report. So we're thanking God this morning. I love each of you. Look forward to hearing from you December 7th and before. Hallelujah. December 7th, Bible Storyland. So let's keep in touch with one another. Pray for one another daily. Call on the Lord like never before every day, praising him, giving him glory. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Anybody else wanted to say anything before we close out? Okay, I'm going to unmute all lines. Anybody want to say anything before we close out? All right, I think I unmuted all the lines, so looks like everything's clear. All right. Love y'all.
Love you. Thank you.